in the Ofsted report, do you feel that there were still any shadows of the pandemic in how the report was published?
Well, I actually think in many ways that's why it reads in a very fair way and in a way that I am pleased with, because it highlights relationships between adults and children and the trusting relationships, the fact that children will talk to trusted adults if there is a problem. And that's something we've tried ever so hard to develop, not just in post-pandemic, but that's pretty much a bread and butter thing in any school. So we are pleased with that. But yeah, it was a very strange first 2 years, because we've had to almost relearn since then what normal is in any school, but a Downlands school. And normal is a very vibrant, creative and fun place at Downlands, and happy to say those sorts of things have restarted, and this week's been part of that. But no, I actually think the report, when you read the two pages, does reflect a happy and safe and inclusive culture, which I'm very, very proud of.
So that's the good thing about it. Give me I'm going to grill you slightly. Give me a couple of things where Ofsted felt that you need to maybe tweak a little bit.
Well, yeah, a couple of things. The first would be the curriculum. They felt...
So what does that mean?
Well, it's a good question, because obviously there is a national curriculum. So parents might be asking, well, what more do schools need to do? Surely there's a national curriculum. Therefore, all schools follow the national curriculum. But the Department for Education wants schools to have a bespoke approach that shows that the professionals within the school are having a thoughtful and considered way to delivering the national curriculum, reflecting their own needs of the community. But it's no small undertaking. And if you talk to any head teacher, certainly I obviously do, over the last 2 years, if they're not talking about the pandemic and recovery, they're talking about how are we going to develop our curriculum in a way that, is this such a complex task? And for us as a small school, and we've spoken about us being behind the wire, we can be potentially a little bit isolated. Now, we do work with many other schools locally, and that's a huge benefit to us. But it's been a huge undertaking. So I think in terms of the Ofsted report, we were already working on our curriculum, and it's highlighted that in the report that work has started, but everything just needs knitting together now and tightening up, and this report really gives us the clarity and focus to be able to do that.
So do you have all the tools at your disposal in order to be able to meet those challenges as highlighted by the Ofsted report?
Yeah, I mean, I think the tools are the people in the school, and we've recruited really well. I've just realised saying that implies that the colleagues who've been at the school years aren't also brilliant. They are they are brilliant. But we've got a lot of energy. I would say my colleagues are really up for it in terms of saying, well, yeah, let's set about continuing what we've already started with regards to developing the curriculum. So, yeah, very much the tools are the people I work with, and giving them the time. And that's for me as a leader, to make sure that I'm not overloading my colleagues, because if I was to all of a sudden give them even more work to do when I know they're already working at 100%, that's not going to be good for our school either. So my job now is to create that time and the support necessary to allow them to focus on this really clear objective that Ofsted have set us.